Both are very good players. You know, we just talking about, you know, Allen, big, you know, this is Buffalo, big guy, an athlete, really, for his size. You look at all the testing numbers and you look at the film, very good athlete, makes plays in the pocket and on the run. And he's a really good kid. We did a lot of background on him. And, you know, obviously the stuff came up today, and we researched that, again, followed up with him, and feel very good about it. And he is Buffalo. You guys will see that when you meet him.
Did you, when you guys, this thing was playing out, I think we were a little bit surprised who went where those first six. Was it patience kind of paying off for you in this case? Because a lot of people thought you'd be making this trade to get somebody before seven.
Yeah, I mean, we called around. But we were trying to be diligent and find what we thought was the best landing spot for us. And patience paid off to save the 22nd pick. And that was part of it. We were willing to part with it, but we were also excited to keep it. And it worked out in our favor to land at the seventh spot.
Brandon, obviously you had said a little over a week ago that it's a GM's responsibility to get a franchise quarterback. How much do you believe, despite the fact that he's considered a bit of a project with the accuracy that was a knock of him, that he can develop, and how confident are you that he can be a franchise guy?
Yeah, I mean, no matter if we selected any quarterback, they all had something, a knock on them. I mean, you got to pick what you're willing to deal with and work with, and we just think his makeup is going to help him work on his flaws. We like a lot of his strengths, and that'll be part of our job here is to accentuate his strengths and work on his fundamentals and the things that his so-called weaknesses are. And I have no doubt he will do that, John.
Brandon, what gives you confidence that he can become a more accurate passer?
Just all the work we did. You know, college football is very hard to scout because you're talking about different levels, different players. It's not like scouting in pro where they're all playing on the same level, same competition. Probably the closest thing that Josh Allen had to that was playing at the Senior Bowl. Obviously, we didn't just select him off the Senior Bowl, but that's the closest where he's playing with people who are at his skill level.
Were you aware of his tweets before they came out late last night or this morning?
No.
What do you make of them, and why? You know, when you talk about the character that Sean has mentioned so often in terms of that being so important to what you guys are trying to build, Are you okay with those? Because they were filled with a lot of racist, hateful language.
Listen, we don't condone anything. We did our due diligence on him. We talked to him today. We spoke to him. We spoke to his coach again. We spoke to at least one of his teammates. We spoke to a lot of other people again to make sure everything we had done through our whole process through the fall, and this was a 14, 15-year-old. I'm not making an excuse, but I know there's probably things I would be disappointed in myself that I did at 14 or 15, and he's going to come in here and own it. That's all he can do. He's owned it, and he'll have to earn the trust of his teammates, the fan base, organization, and he's done all he can do. He'll have to do more when he gets here.
And Sean, could you weigh in first on picking Josh as a quarterback, and then also could you back up what Brandon said about the tweeting? Just give us your opinions on both of those, please.
Yeah, I'll just start with the tweeting topic real quick, you know, because Brandon did cover it and do a nice job. You know, it was very serious when we got word of it last night, this morning, and it's something that we went back and drilled down further on again, and in terms of digging back into some of the same conversations we had as we went through the process up to today. You know, it's not something we tolerate around here whatsoever. And our hope is that he will learn from this and we'll move forward from here. And so, as Brandon mentioned, we also spoke to Josh himself at length. So we take it very seriously. Let me just go back to answering Sal's question, if I could. And so, as a player, and just again, just over the top with what Brandon said, is, you know, what you see on tape is size, athleticism. We know how important playing in our conditions in terms of being able to throw the football, grip the football. And so he can make all the throws, all that type of stuff is where some of the strengths we saw. Certainly, as we know, no one's perfect. And you come out and you, if you take the right approach, the right attitude, and you work at what you do, you get a chance to improve some of those other areas. So that's our hope.
Brandon, was that a knock on Rosen? He's not Buffalo. He doesn't grip the ball well enough in cold weather. Was that a negative on Rosen?
No, it wasn't. Josh Rosen's a very good player. He was very much in consideration for this. It's you have to make a decision. It's not easy, but you have to.
Didn't he grade out a little less on those things than Allen? There's got to be some reason Allen went ahead and the Buffalo angle, the weather, that's part of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the size, athleticism. Those were some of the big strengths. I don't want to do anything to, you know, dismiss Josh Rosen. He's a very good player. I just really rather focus on Josh Allen, and that's why we chose him.
For either of you, do you see Tremaine Edmonds fitting him right away at the mic, or I know he has some versatility, but kind of where does he fit in on the defense?
Yeah, I'll just take that. Yeah, you know, he's a versatile athlete. He's got size, length, as you mentioned. He's played inside. He's played outside as well. You know, he's played on the line of scrimmage, off the line of scrimmage. So some of that flexibility, versatility, whatever word you want to use, Sal, is what attracted us to him as well. And so, you know, we're real happy with what we did, and credit goes to Brandon and his staff.
Brandon, when something comes up, something comes up the way it did last night and you wake up and see these tweets, how much do you have to guard against, well, we did so much scouting on him that he was our guy 12 hours ago, that you almost have, how much did you second guess your decision when you woke up this morning, I guess, is based on what the tweets were at that point. How much of a fear did that put into you?
When you say second-guess decision, what decision?
Based on the tweets, based on Josh Allen, based on the tweets and things like that. How much did you have to second-guess your decision on that based on what you woke up to this morning?
Yeah, I mean, we had to do our due diligence and get to the bottom of it and try and understand what it was about, when these occurred. Because you just see it and you're like, okay, whoa. And we did that. And I think Sean said, or maybe somebody else said, Terry and Kim were very involved in this process to vet it out. We all spoke to Josh. We spoke to people that are very close to Josh, and including his head coach at Wyoming. And this is not who this young man is today. And I can't speak to what he was as a 14, 15-year-old or what was being tweeted, but can't find one person to say anything negative about him. We didn't find one.
Clarify on that, though. You said with Terry being involved, was that before today, or did they also?
Yeah, they were involved in the whole process. Yeah, even when we went to Wyoming to work him out and visit with him, they met him and were there for the private. And when he came in, we brought him in for a visit. I don't know if Kim was in town, but Terry was, and then today on the phone.
Coach, with respect to just the first two picks thus far, just looking back at last year, you see a lot of players with experience, 4 years in college. You have two pretty young guys here so far. Has the dynamic changed at all, or is that just pure coincidence? Just looks like you're banking on upside thus far.
Well, I mean, every year is a little bit different. Every draft is different. You're looking to find good football players. I don't look for, a certain outline of they have to have certain amount of years of experience. They need to be a certain age. Good football players and guys that handle things the right way. So, you look for guys that can make plays, and certainly the quarterback position gives you that ability. And then you look on the defensive side with Tremaine and the versatility that was mentioned earlier in terms of changing games, affecting the quarterback in a lot of different ways is part of what attracted us to Tremaine.
How high do you think the ceiling is on these two guys?
I'll take that. I don't want to get into – these guys, we earn things around here. So let's just start there if we could. And these two young men are going to come in and embed into what we do and how we do things here. And we've got a lot of good players already in that locker room that do things the right way. And so you mentioned quarterback, and I'm going to go to Nate Peterman and AJ and what they've done so far here and the work they've put in. And then you go to the linebacker position with respect to Tremaine and Tanner and what he's done this offseason. So let's not lose sight of the guys that are already in that locker room and the work that they're putting in.
Hey, Brandon, what was the spot that you knew you couldn't wait to get Josh? Was there a spot where you knew it was now or never?
No, you just got to feel it out. You know, part of the process as you're going down the line of teams is who's willing to move. I think I talked about that in one of my pressers earlier. There were teams we talked to that were not willing to move. It didn't matter what we were offering. They had a guy, and if you have a guy, you're convicted on, you're not moving. And so that's part of the thing. You got to find out who will move and what it'll cost to move, and that's how we ended up with Tampa.
Brandon, you had said that depending on who the team was that you were going to be dealing with would maybe decide who was making that phone call out and reaching out to the team. For Tampa, who was inside the room that maybe initially made that call and reached out to Tampa, and how was that back and forth?
Yeah, so Joe Shane initiated that call with them, and we had some other calls going. And then once Tampa got on the clock, Jason Light gave me a shout back, and we ironed it out. And we had the close parameters. It was just finalizing the deal once Tampa was on the clock, and they knew that we still wanted the pick.
Brandon, was Josh the top guy you were targeting entering tonight, or did you need to shift gears as things transpired top of the draft?
I don't want to rank how we had him, but we obviously thought a lot of Josh and thought it was a worthwhile move to go from 12 to 7 for the assets that we had to give up. Again, I don't like giving up assets, but obviously we felt there. And then, you know, with Tremaine, we did not expect that, and he was there, and we felt like we couldn't let it fall any more. We needed that and thought it was a good fit for us.
At what point was giving up both first-round picks on trade off the table, or was that ever an option for you?
I'm sorry, what now?
Giving up both first-round picks on trade, at what point did that come off the table, or was that never an option for you?
No, that was an option. Like I said, we had talks with teams where that was an option, and saving either part of the twos or both of the twos. We had a lot of different – Sean can tell you. I mean, we were in there. We worked on our math skills a lot today, adding up point totals and who's going to do what and teams calling you back. So we had a lot of moving parts. Terry was very involved up there helping us. You know, we literally were talking at one point about four or five teams as it progressed down the line, just trying to find the ideal spot for us to land.
So both of you, you both talked ad nauseum about how important culture is in establishing that within the locker room. When it comes to Josh's tweets that were unearthed this past 24 hours, have you reached out to guys like LeSean McCoy, Lorenzo Alexander, and tried to discuss with them so that way they don't have a negative impact or a negative, outlook on Josh before he even steps foot?
Well, our leadership, you mentioned a few of the guys within our leadership group there. They really they take a lot of ownership in what we do and how we do things around here. And so we've spoken with a number of those individuals. And so, in terms of we felt that was important in terms of doing our due diligence, as Brandon mentioned. We take these things seriously, as I mentioned before, as in respect to adding any player. And then when this came up, it went to another level. And so we have spoken with a number of those players on our roster. And that, in addition to what Brandon mentioned earlier, is what made us feel comfortable.
Christian, at what point did you settle on Josh as a guy that you were comfortable moving up for? And was there any worry for you, because you guys were connected to him a lot by – national media types and things like that. Was there any worry that you've been uncovered a little bit?
Yeah, you're always worried about, what it's going to cost you. I felt like a lot of people were looking at how much draft capital we had, talking to them, earlier in the draft. And I felt like they were really trying to be aggressive with, taking a lot of our assets. And you're always worried about players that you target. Even our second pick, Tremaine, once he started falling a little bit, we're like, man, if he can just go a little further, we can afford to move up. And there's the last couple picks before we made that move, we were holding our breath in there that we could make it work. And again, we're excited to get them both. But as Sean said, they both have to earn the right. Like, nothing's given here. It's the same motto as when Sean got here and then when I got here last year. They'll both come in and understand our culture. I think they'll both fit very well, and they'll have to earn whatever playing time they get, if any, this year.
Brandon, I'm sure you won't get too specific, but did the top half,
I got you,
the top several picks go the way pretty much? Was there any real surprises for you? Without being specific, was there a moment where you went, wow, that's surprising, or did things kind of fall the way you thought it might the first part of the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it fell pretty close. Sometimes you have a team peg for this guy, but I thought most of the teams took talented players that we saw similar value. Yeah, Jeff.
Reaction to this pick on social media has been overwhelmingly negative about the move up to draft Josh. Do you concern yourself or care about that at all?
No. We have to do what's best for the Bills, and we understand the position we're in. Not everybody's going to agree with. If we had drafted a different quarterback, I'm sure some people probably would have disagreed with that for other reasons. And we know quarterback is a hot topic no matter what. Even if Josh's, you know, stuff that we vetted out today had not been a part of it, I'm sure there still would have been social media or, you know, national media or whatever. We get it, all, you know, we expect is for Josh to come in here and earn the trust and respect of his team. That's the thing we care about, what's inside this wall and the organization all the way up to Terry and Kim.
Brandon, what about for you personally? I mean, this is your first draft that you've run, especially here, and that's potentially a career-defining pick.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of picks left, or at least some. I didn't trade them all away yet, but it's one of those things. You know, we'll see what happens. Again, he's got to earn the right, so it's not like we did anything exceptional. You draft, you're excited. Somebody said upside or talent. You're excited about the young men that you're bringing in the organization, but they'll have to earn the right, and we're still excited about what picks we have left. We know we got work to do, and hopefully some good players that fit what we're doing fall to us. I think our next pick's at the bottom of three.
A guy like Tremaine has tremendous upside. He's still very young. He's 19. Just in your experience, what is the learning curve like for a guy that young?
Well, it's a little bit unusual that he is 19. I mean, you don't find that every year, you know, that type of athlete at that age. So, you know, we bring in a number of players. We're able to bring in 30 by league rules. So we were able to bring Tremaine in and you know, also meet him at the combine. So we had multiple interactions with him, and part of those interactions involved going through the mental part of the evaluation as well. So we were comfortable.
Brandon, how do you guys have to shift and change maybe your approach now that the picks on the board for you guys have changed? You kind of have to maybe huddle up and reassess before tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see at the end of the night. We'll take a look, and then we'll come back tomorrow and try and start targeting some players that would fit what we're doing and that we think might still be around at pick 96, and we'll talk about that. But, again, we're excited with the start, but we got a lot of work to do, and hopefully it falls our way.
Brandon, somebody up there mentioned, I'm not sure if it was you, said you'll see that this guy is Buffalo. What was it to you that struck you, that caught your attention, that said this guy is the guy and he's Buffalo?
Well, part of it's what you see on film. He played in weather. He played in a rain game. He played in a snow game where they couldn't hardly throw the ball. It wasn't as bad as the one we had here with Indy this year, John. But he's played in a lot of weather. He's got a big hand. He's a big kid. He's an athlete. And when we went to Laramie, Wyoming, there was snow on the ground. It was like we had landed in, you know, in Buffalo again. And he's used to those conditions. It's windy out there. You know, we get a lot of wind here. So we thought there was a lot of similarities to what he has played in as to what we do. But that wasn't the only factor. There was a lot of other involved.
Are you going to check tweet history from here on out on the prospect?
You know, we try to do all that stuff. Sounds like those were deleted in January. Before, you know, we got deep in the process. But, yeah, you try and we do stuff with social media, and you try and try and find stuff out. Again, I don't think anybody in the NFL had it that I'm aware of until this morning.
Brandon,